This is John in Greenwich, and you're listening to Dave in the City on Locks of the Week Radio.
Coast to coast, internet sports talk, Locks of the Week.
Doc Rivers continues to time and time again not get it when it comes to getting...
Let him play!
And it comes time, we know how Lincoln dies, you know, a tough spot with a bullet.
And as I speak to you, they're showing a Mongo USA fan at the World Baseball Classic, chanting USA.
Actually, this Bull Dave is a lot.
Ooh.
First thing you've got to mention here is the additions of Syracuse and Pitts, which is like adding two turds to a lawn.
No one puts the WGCs in the Players' Championship anywhere on the same level as a major break, so chill out with that.
I actually never knew what meme was, and I always thought it was just MA. And
I wonder what it is like living out there on Saturn.
She was gorgeous, man. This girl was really good looking. And I'm like, holy, is that so-and-so? And I'm seeing him doing a body shot off her, and he's hammered. He turns around, he's like, I love this place.
You know, round apple with the Orioles lettering on it.
They should put the Orioles one in the river.
From Los Angeles, this is Dave in the City, brought to you by Locks of the Week Radio. Now, here's Dave Medina.
Good evening, sports fans, and a pleasure to have you here for the big Wednesday show from Santa Monica tonight on a moist evening on the here on the West Coast, a unusually rainy day for everybody concerned here out west. Good to have you with us. We're at blogtalkradio.com/Dave in the City. Tune into us tonight and never tune out. It is going to be fun. And joining us in the fun tonight, our in-studio debut of our friend John in Greenwich, Connecticut, who you heard at the top with the promo. Then in hour two, we both will be joined by Kevin on the Cape over telephone for random questions. And we will get into all that's news with the NFL and baseball. Lots going on, and college football too. Lots going on here in sports, but first we shall introduce to you, for the first time in person or on the studio, our friend John in Greenwich, flying all the way out here from the East Coast to check us out tonight. John, welcome to the program. How are you doing tonight?
Dave, we are doing great. Glad to be here in Ditkow Studios. Truly an honor. First board member to be in the building,
I believe so. Yes.
Definitely all, you know, the pleasure is all mine.
Well, that's good. I mean, really, this is a lot of, I'm just looking forward to a big, big night. Really, first things first, I mean, thank you, I mean, for coming out here and agreeing to come on the show. I mean, I know that some people will get a little nervous, and it can happen, but you're doing great so far.
I mean, oh, thanks.
Glad to have you here. When you come out west, obviously, it's something that a lot of people dream of, a lot of visions in your head. You know, you've been here last year as well. Has the Southern California lived up to your vision of it?
Yeah, I mean, well, last year I really had a great time, so much so that I decided to come back this year. But when I did arrive today, and it was breezy, and it was like probably the low 60s, I'm like, oh, I guess I brought home with me, because the weather was nicer when I left this morning.
Yeah, I understand this.
And then I saw rain on the windshield. I'm like, I didn't even know it rained here. So it's like, did I leave? I don't know.
I know. It was uncanny. I was like, oh, man, this is not the way to welcome my friend back to town with, like, just gloomy weather, rain all over the place. And I was surprised, too. I mean, you asked me on the text. I said, oh, what is the weather going to be good next week? And I'm like, oh, yeah, absolutely. I looked at the weather report. It said 70 degrees this, 70 degrees that, and all sunny, you know. Usually the weather report's pretty boring because it's just like sun, 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 and it's like a little wisp of clouds. But, yeah, go figure. It happened to be like regular weather. But it will be better tomorrow. We are told that this will be the last of the rain, and so we will be at it. So,
very excited. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's now tomorrow, the two of us and two other friends are scheduled to go see USC play some football for the first in person. And it's quite an experience, I can tell you. I know it's going to be your first time there, and my first time just a couple weeks ago. So what is it about SC that intrigues you most as far as the specter and the tradition and all that? I mean,
Well, the thing that got me the most was that Junior Seau went there. So when I was younger and I found that out, again, as everybody knows, I'm a Michigan fan with college football.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've kind of always liked USC as a secondary, tertiary team, to use that term purposely. I always kind of followed him along just because he went there and kind of got into it. So that's kind of what got me involved, sort of, in it. And right. then just the tradition. I'm curious to see the Coliseum, you know, a traditional building like that, to see what it looks like in person. And I actually went to the USC Syracuse game last year at the Meadowlands.
Oh, wow.
So I have been to a USC game, obviously not a home one, so... Just very intrigued by the whole pregame.
I don't think you'll be disappointed. There's a lot of pageantry that's really been a part of the SC experience for many years, and it goes down to this guy called Tommy Trojan. He rides out on a horse with a sword, and I mean, they really try to give you the real feel of like 65 BC, whenever that was.
Right. Over
the Roman Empire and Hail Caesar and all that. It's pretty crazy. But it's pretty cool, so I think you'll be into it. It'll be good. I look forward to it myself.
It's too bad I won't get to see Coach Kiffin, though.
Oh, I know. You just missed him. Got fired, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Now, it was I thought it was obvious they should have been fired. I don't know if maybe they waited too long or if they just were too quick. You know, it's kind of tough for me to decide which of them they should have done. But... you know, in the middle is kind of messy. It's just like, well...
Well, I guess if you're going to do it in the middle of the year, you do it when there's a bye week to give the new coach time to kind of, you know, get used to things. Or not that you would change the system completely, I guess, in that shorter period of time, but it gives them a little more of a cushion than if it was just a game right away.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. I think that was a deliberate timing to do it right up against the bye week. And, you know, I mean, I don't know what would have happened that could have saved his job there. Like, what would they... I mean, just winning the game may not even have been enough.
Well, they had scored a lot of points in that last game.
They did.
The one thing that had helped them for the season was the defense, which obviously totally fell apart in that game.
Yeah.
So maybe nothing would have saved them at that point.
It doesn't seem like he was going to be long for that job anyway. I mean, it doesn't really matter what he did. I mean, it was pretty much it. Because he... Not only was he... such a bad coach, and you know that's awful enough, but he was such a just a complete scumbag by all accounts.
That's just it. And then think about where they were like last year in the preseason. They were the number one team going into the season.
That's right.
Completely fell apart, and then this year they hadn't gotten off to a good start.
They didn't even make it. They not only didn't make a BCS bowl, but they barely made a bowl at all.
Right.
The Sun Bowl is like punishment almost.
Yeah, for a team like that, definitely. Yeah.
You know.
Especially when you're a preseason number one. You're not thinking Sun Bowl.
No. Sun Bowl is definitely... It reeks of disappointment when you think of it.
Yeah.
It's in the middle of nowhere. Usually like 30 degrees when the game starts. Dusty. It's just not fun. And it's like on New Year's Day. Like, you'd rather be anywhere else and... Or New Year's Eve,
Well, I think on New Year's Day, if you'd rather be in one of the bigger bowls.
Absolutely.
You don't want to be there. But
nope. Absolutely. Right.
Obviously, it depends on the program. USC doesn't want to be there.
No. No question about it. So that's basically what that sets up our current, you know, this game, new coach, new feel. I don't think it's not necessarily going to save the season, but it's going to be... It's still going to be interesting, though. See if the defense holds up. See what they bring offensively now. Can they finally take advantage of Marquise Lee? You know, there's a lot of things that you could look for.
Yeah, I mean, the quarterback play, I guess, kind of a week-to-week thing. You don't know what you're going to expect, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's just tough to really get... I mean, they're not very good. I mean,
well, that's just, you know.
There's not much there. The issue isn't necessarily coaching those guys. It's why couldn't they find anybody better? I mean, this is the hotbed of football here in Southern California. We have high school games that are televised here on local TV, like on Fox Sports Net or regional sports networks. So there is some talent here.
Well, just the SC itself, right? I mean, if you would think the name alone does a lot of the recruiting.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't really work the same way anymore, though, in the modern age.
Mm-hmm.
That used to work. That used to be Notre Dame's way of recruiting guys, right? Like, they were just, oh, we're Notre Dame. And then people would come because, like, oh, yeah, Notre Dame, I see him on TV. But there's more competition.
Sure.
It's just tougher these days. So Notre Dame's still doing a decent job. I mean, obviously, they made the BCS title game last year. So, no, it's just a process. It's a process. We'll see how it goes. Let me ask you a question about sports experiences, John. This is John from Greenwich. Actually, that's a question. Greenwich, Connecticut, it sounds really nice. Like, it sounds very posh almost, like in, sort of like a Santa Monica here. What is your impression
of
Greenwich?
No, it is. I mean, it's got, you know, a lot of people have heard of the town.
Uh-huh.
As someone who, you know, there's stereotypes about it. Everyone there is rich. Everyone, you know, I'm not. I'm a normal guy.
Uh-huh.
I run in a two-bedroom apartment there. It's very expensive to buy real estate. Cost of living is very high, but not everyone from the town or living in the town is a multimillionaire.
Right, I gotcha.
But some people think that that's the case.
Oh,
yeah. But it's not at all. But it is a nice town.
That's cool. Is it really big? Like, how many people live there?
Well, I mean, population's about 60,000.
Okay.
Land area's pretty big.
Okay.
It borders Stamford.
Right.
And then on the west, it's like right on the border of New York. It's the first town in Connecticut on 95. So Port Chester, New York is to the west.
Right. Okay. So you have upstate. Yeah, you have like the upper, I don't know. Is that called upstate New York? Like
no.
Westchester?
It's, it's borders. Port Chester is a part of Westchester County. So, I mean, I guess if you're from New York City, you might call that upstate. But in reality, it's not upstate.
Not really, right?
No. Yeah. It's Greenwich is really a suburb of New York City.
Oh, okay. So how many miles is that away? Like 20 miles or so?
Yeah, I mean, if you went border of Greenwich to the border of the Bronx, like the northern part of the Bronx, it's maybe 15 miles.
Oh, okay.
But to Manhattan, it would be farther.
Oh, okay. So
if you took like an express train to Grand Central, it's like 45 minutes.
Okay, cool.
Something like that.
That's not bad. That's not, I mean, a train with all the stops and even, you know, that's pretty good.
Right.
Express train would be pretty nice. Okay, so cool. That sounds, so that is your neighborhood, and this is my neighborhood, mm-hmm. Santa Monica. Now, is this your first visit to Santa Monica itself? I mean, other than the pier, which I'm sure you got a chance to see.
Yeah, last year I went to the pier. There's a street, maybe it's kind of close to that. You know, that view of the water. I don't know what that... Whatever
ocean?
That street is.
Oh, the one that... same one we were on this afternoon, or
maybe,
no?
Maybe. Probably further down.
You mean the one... I'm sorry. You're talking about PCH, right? Or the freeway?
It's off of Pacific Coast.
Oh, okay.
It's like I got off at an exit, and there was some road that you kind of, like, overlooked. I don't know. It seemed like it was popular. There was
not
a lot
bad,
of people doing
bad.
It. And then...
Yeah.
But then, like... Near there was like a block of bars, and they kind of closed off the road, and you could walk in the middle of the street. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think that's Third Street Promenade right
there.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. So that's where I was.
Oh,
and
cool.
I ate at a pizza place there. I forget the name of it.
Oh, okay. What'd you think of it?
It was okay.
It was okay. No, that's cool. That's cool. That's an expected response. Yeah, I know. I know. People from out east are definitely very big on the pizza, so they'll have a much more critical tongue to, or critical ear when you're evaluating music, or critical eye when you're evaluating art. When you eat, it's a critical tongue, and so it's a critical taste bud. And so I recognize that. That's why I'm not going to go out there and say, I'm going to go out and say, like, you know, Shakey's Pizza, oh, it's the best pizza, man. I'm not going to say that because I recognize it's not, you know, obviously.
I also tempered my expectations, though, I remember at the time, because I'm like, all right, L.A. pizza,
right?
How good is it going to be? But then, subsequently, I saw that thing about matzah, which now I'm very curious about, you know, so.
I'm curious, too. I haven't even been there yet, which is really surprising, I know, but it's just... it just hasn't worked out running out to the matzah, but I this will be a good experience for us both just to see it for the first time. I trust it'll be good. I hope it's not overrated, though.
Might be, because it's got a lot of hype.
You're right. It's amazingly hyped. This is the... Well, let's see. It would be the... it'd be like the Miami Heat in terms of hype. The Miami Heat of pizza restaurants here in town.
Yeah, so. Although in their defense, they have won the title. So so they've lived up to it, right? So
they won the title.
There,
so man, Matsai, we will see if they win our title and then see how that goes. That'll be exciting. A couple days from now, that'll come down. Now I have another question for you. No, that's really good. So any other foods that you've had here that you've really been impressed by?
Well, I mean, this trip, I've been here for how many, you know, it's hours that I've been here. I landed here 3
right.
local time, so I haven't really been here that long. So, no. But we did have good, Dave and I did partake in some Mexican food prior to this show.
Yep.
And I had some chicken fajitas, and they were very good, so.
Yep. The name of the place is called Casa Martin, and apparently we got to get the word out because nobody was there when we were there. But it was easy to find parking, a little more challenging to get out of there because I don't think there was a way to get through that, right? You had to go out the same way
yes.
you came in.
Yes. Did you encounter the white pickup truck?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did too.
So, yeah, that guy, although he wasn't blocking, but he did cause kind of a pain to leave the...
Oh, boy.
The driveway, but whatever.
He never moved like that whole time.
No, he moved when he saw my reverse lights on.
Oh, okay.
So he did help me out.
Okay. Well, that's nice of him to do that. Yeah, that was kind of confusing. Now, last year when you came out, you had this really awesome bitchin', really great orange Volvo.
Yes,
I missed that car.
You know, when I was short of actually calling up, and I guess if I. It comes down to the thing. If you want something bad enough, I guess you'll go to extra lengths. And I guess the answer is I didn't want it bad enough. However, short of calling like these companies and specifically asking for an orange Volvo, which I did not do, I definitely was on these different places trying to see if I could select one via the internet. However,
right.
Never came to be. So I do not have an orange Volvo this time around, sadly enough.
That's all right. So you have instead a Chevrolet
Equinox. Yeah.
Right. And I heard the commercial for the Equinox 150,000 times on the FAN stream. I don't know if you hear it too, but
The stream it doesn't. I don't listen to the stream.
Oh, you don't do the stream. That's right. You're not a streamer.
I'm a radio guy. I can't. If there is an Equinox commercial, I don't know it. It's not, I don't remember it. It's not ringing a bell. It's not like the John Katsimatidis commercials that you saw Lubs and me posting about.
Yeah,
that you
right.
probably never heard.
You know, I never heard it, but I know that the campaign was getting pretty serious. And then, what happened there? He had the debate, the local debate,
yeah.
And then it fell apart?
You know, I don't think he came off that refined on the debate. I watched it. I think RKO watched it. I know Lubs. I think Lubs tuned in late, actually. Joel Loda, or as he's referred to, Joel Oder, in Dup speak,
yeah.
Joel Oder. He seemed to be the best one of that debate, and kind of. You know, he was behind in the polls to begin with, and then after that debate, it kind of went farther south for him.
Ouch.
And then I remember on primary night, I was following his tweets, and then he was, it seemed like an act of desperation, he was accusing Oder of doing fake robocalls. And I'm just like, all right, now we're going down that road.
Oh,
it's
boy.
Like, yeah.
Ouch. That's really, you know, and it's, you know, the guy like that, it'll happen when you get a really, really popular candidate for anything, any kind of office. And then there's just that one moment where he gets exposed. And I feel like maybe that was that moment. And it reminds me so much of Howard Dean, like about 8 or 9 years ago. And then he had that speech.
Yep, that was it.
It undid him.
At the end. And he's still, you know, you'll still hear jokes about it so many years later.
Yeah, that's true.
It's amazing how that total, like, you come on, if someone says the name Howard Dean, the first thing you think of is that.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Without question.
It's really one for the ages. And I don't know, for better or for worse, you know, that's how it went down, and that's his legacy now, no matter what he does. He could end up cleaning up the streets in whatever local town he's in, and all anyone's going to think about is that speech.
Oh, yeah. Forever.
So, you know. Now, if you could have your legacy be something, what would you want it to be?
I mean, that's... I need to do prep work for a question like my legacy. I don't know.
It's kind of tough to answer it about yourself, right?
You mean, what do I want on my tombstone? Something like that?
You know, that's a good question, too. I don't know. I mean, it's my...
President of themikefrancesa.com?
That'll do.
I mean, is there anything else?
No, I think that's sufficient. I think that'll work out fine. President of themikefrancesa.com. All hail. I like it. Just as John in Greenwich joining us tonight, he's in studio in Santa Monica. I'm Dave Medina. We're going all the way to 9 o'clock tonight on the West Coast. That's midnight out east, and an hour or two, which is only 40 or 39 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Kevin on the Cape. Get ready for that. It'll be fun. Meanwhile, let's update you on some baseball. It's the eighth inning, and the Pirates are trailing the St. Louis Cardinals 3-1. This is Game 5, your deciding game of the Division Series. And this has a significant impact on this weekend for us personally, Mr. Yachts, because the first two games of the League Championship Series with the Dodgers will be decided by this game. And if the Pirates win, Dodgers get home field, and they will be here during the weekend. If not, it'll be the Cardinals that they will go to. So it's kind of the pivotal game, but it's unfortunately not turning out.
And they just got out of the inning there.
Okay, so that's the middle of the eighth.
Not looking good.
Not looking good. They've really got to get the bats going, to quote our friend Captain. But how are you going to do that against Wainwright? He's just an amazing pitcher.
Yeah, double play. I see it now. Yep.
Yeah. No, that's great. I know that's a great job on their part with a double play, but I don't know. That sometimes, you know, you bring your best with their best, and their best is just better.
I mean, Cardinals, we all know what they're like in the postseason, especially recent years. In their building, tough game for the Pirates going in, you know. I think most people would think the Cardinals would win this game.
Yeah, and I certainly was among them. I felt the Cardinals were going to have this from the get-go. I didn't really feel like... I mean, I felt the Pirates had a chance, but it would have taken for their pitcher, Gerrit Cole, on short rest, to go tit-for-tat. And he came close. I mean, it's not like he's getting blown out here.
Right.
But it's still not enough.
Well, I mean, the game's not over yet. No. You never know, and you don't want to jump to conclusions, but it's not looking good.
Not looking good, no. You're on the road.
Yep.
Wainwright is cruising. I mean, it doesn't look good, but then that's where postseason moments are made, when you expect the unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, we'll see how that goes down. At any rate, this is... we're off to a good start. We're already almost halfway through the first hour, just to give you an idea how quickly this is going. So it's pretty exciting. And but I know that one thing that really rocked your local area was the Celino and Barnes telephone number change. I've been waiting all week to ask this question. What are they thinking with this new phone number? I mean, 888-888-888?
It's easy to remember. That's what they're thinking. It's a marketing thing.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, you're not forgetting that.
No, I mean, I guess...
Like, how many eights was it? You're writing it down. I think it was all, you know, you're not going to mess up the number.
No.
I got to admit, I like the jingle with the eights.
With the eights?
I do.
Oh,
and,
you do?
And I think when it first came out or shortly thereafter, there was a tweet by Umer where he typed different ways to spell eight. And I was like, I was on the floor. As we all know, I mean, that sort of stuff, as much as this idea hates it, is how much I love it. So, so when I saw those eight type spellings, I was like, man, you know, that sold me on it that much more.
Oh, I love it. I love it. fun with verbiage is really an enjoyable part of the message board, and you've certainly been a pioneer of that. What inspires you to twist around words and like that? Like, how do you come up with some of these?
I mean, honestly, I would be remiss. I mean, the two best at that is Smooth Jerry and Fiddle.
Oh, you think so?
I mean, I partake and I have my fun, but I would not put myself in their class. Maybe the second class of that, along with some others. But I don't know how it all. I don't know. You try to type stuff. If people start laughing, which a lot of people do, other people start doing it, and then it becomes a theme, I guess.
I got you.
A meme, as they say.
Yes, a meme, and sometimes you get so many of them. It's sort of tough to keep track of them all. And I remember a few weeks ago, I attempted to. And I kind of just quit on that project, but it was...
The meme thread.
And, I think, what did you say to me? You said something like, you know what's going to happen here? People are going to play around with it, and that's exactly what happened. And I'm like, yeah, you're probably right.
I think at this stage, new posters there are not... They don't really have much of a chance unless they pick up on things right away.
I think you're right.
That guy who posted posted something about the Raiders, something if you thought Terrell Pryor was going to be like the next...
The future of the Raiders.
RG3 or Luck or whatever. And like, it's like, honestly, it's a sports board, and it's like people probably should post normal answers. It's a legitimate question. The guy's like, hey... These guys talk about sports. Hey, I'm throwing a topic out there. And that's kind of how what we used to do, if you think about it.
Yeah.
When we first started this board, remember all those sub-threads that were started?
Yeah.
The mod set them up, MLB, to get kind of a discussion, normal discussion about things. But then today, that doesn't work. You're not doing that now.
Well, times have changed. Things happen.
For better or for worse, that's just how it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a criticism. We're just simply commenting on what happened. It's really as simple as that. But at any rate,
we could talk about that. But when you get the same like core group of people talking every single day, I guess it sets up, it kind of like, I don't know, you just get more and more familiar with each other.
Oh, it's true.
You come up with your own community, which we have, and then it probably discourages others from popping into a point. Because it's like, if you say something, honestly, think about it. When a new poster posts something, and I've been guilty of this, you might respond to the post with like an OJ smiley. I mean, honestly, who knows that? It's like if I'm a new poster to a board and I'm like, man, I think I just wrote a great question, and I come back like, the next day to see who answered it, and I see like a picture of John Heyman, who I probably don't even know who that is. I see OJ, who honestly, unless I'm a Giant fan, that's not the greatest picture of him. Probably don't know who that is.
Yeah.
It's like you're not welcoming
it's tough.
People.
It's tough. You're right. I mean... I kind of recognize that. It's sort of a, it's like a, any, it's like those, sh- it's like, you know what it is? It's like a talk show. It's like a talk radio show, like a Howard Stern show, for example. It's like you don't really have the way to get it until you just listen to it, and then eventually it makes sense.
Right.
That's really the only way, and I think I figured that out after like a few years.
There's plenty. I mean, I go on a lot during Mike, and then sometimes the end of breakfast. I rarely go on in a game thread. There's so many posts out there now, and I'm a regular poster, and I don't even know what half the stuff means. I'm just whatever that is. You just skip it.
Just roll with it. It's like you said, you can kind of skip a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. They just hit a home run, Dave.
Wait, who did?
Adams.
Ah, boy. Yeah, 2-run shot. From Adams?
Yep, first base.
Scoring Matt Holliday as well, so it's 5-1, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
5-1 Cardinals.
Off of Melanson, too, who had such a great year, but recently has not been pitching as well.
That's a heartbreaker, fellas. 5-1 Cardinals. We continue with the LCS, but not for long. I don't know, the Dodgers against the Cardinals, that's a tough matchup. That is tough. First of all, the Cardinals get 4 of the games out of 7. And they are a good team. They've got a few experienced guys, some new guys too. And their pitching is terrific. I mean,
Cardinals in the postseason, do you want to play them? You know, it's like you probably don't.
No, it's right? It's a tough out. It doesn't matter who plays them. You could put the Red Sox against them. You could put my team against them. It doesn't matter. I mean, they are a tough team. They've always been a tough team. And it's amazing that a team in a mid-market like St. Louis has been so consistently good for decades. Even the 90s are kind of good. Maybe not that great in the 90s, but every decade around that, 2000s, they make the World Series every other year. Same year.
Well, it speaks to the organization, right? Because it seems like every year there's guys that you never heard of that like have good seasons when they're brought in, when they're called up, and it's like, well, why is that the case? Speaking of the quality of the organization in a case like that. It's not like they're signing every free agent under the sun.
They're not. And you know, it's in the key for them is they have a great knack for telling when to sell a guy, when to go, yep. when to keep a guy, and when to get rid of him.
Well, look at this. I mean, Alan Craig got hurt. You figure, okay, well, he was the replacement for Pujols. Originally, you're like, well, how's that going to work out? Worked out great. He gets hurt, and then they have Adams in there, and it's like, well, who's this guy? And then he had a good year. So it's like whoever they're plugging in seems to do the job. You know?
It's just incredible talent evaluation. Mm-hmm. Pujols, you cited Pujols, and I mean, knowing when to let him go was the most brilliant move they could have made. I mean, it just extended their franchise by another 5 years, and now look where Pujols is right now.
No, I mean, hurt. And he's, what does he still have, 8 years on that deal?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, I'm not a big fan of, like, 7 and 8 year deals. Like, I'm kind of like with Mike when it comes to Cano. I do 5, don't want to do 7, don't want to do 8, because I understand, okay, you pay him for, hopefully he does well for the first 5, and then the last 3 or 4 are crappy, but I don't know. I'm just not a big fan of that. I think that you could always find guys maybe not as good, but to kind of weather the storm some of these teams have done, I would stop at 5 years with him.
Yeah, I don't think you want to go any further than that. It's a sucker bet, really, is what it is. And so,
well, if you win 5 World Series with them, then fine. But
yeah, but
likelihood of that is what? I mean, let's be real.
No, I agree with you.
Unless you're like a Yankee Mongo and you think they're going to win every year. But come on.
No, it's not realistic. And you know, you're signing him when he's about 30. Like, if he was 23 and you signed him an 8-year deal, that's a good deal. But it's
different.
Not at 30, no. I mean, A-Rod was pretty much proof positive why long-term deals don't end well.
No, I mean, that's just a complete disaster, you know? And
yeah,
I remember at the time, I'm like, 10 years, the guy's going to be like 42 when this thing ends.
Right. It's outrageous. It's insane. But, that just shows you the economics of baseball, basically. And so this is John from Greenwich, Connecticut, here on Santa Monica with me, Dave Medina. And we're 9:30 now on the program. You know, we will be fielding random questions in our second hour altogether. So not just Junkman, but actually Junkman and Yachts, who we call him on the MikeFrancesa.com, and me. We'll all be answering the questions together in our second hour. So we look forward to all that with you tonight. We have some water to keep our throats fresh. And we're glad to have a lot of people in the chat room tonight. We do have a good chat room tonight.
So. Oh, great. I can't see it, but I'm glad that we have a good crowd.
Yeah, it's a good crowd. Somebody asked, this is Leo S. Sinatra. He asked.
Yes. I enjoy Leo.
He's funny. He is
one of the funniest.
He is the best. And he asked, is Yachts doing the show with No Pants from the Waist Down?
Oh, my God. Yes. You got me.
That's funny. So there's a lot of good stuff going on here tonight. And you've had a long day. I mean, you flew all the way from
yeah.
Now, did you fly from JFK or did
yeah,
you fly from
JFK?
JFK, nice. Yep. That's a good flight.
My cousin, who might be listening, I sent her a text telling her that I was coming on. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she is. But she drove me to JFK from Connecticut. That's how the day started. Yeah, long flight, a lot of turbulence at the end. I was feeling kind of sick. Nothing happened, though, thankfully.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing. Long wait for the luggage, long line at the rental car, check in the hotel, blah, blah, blah. No one cares.
Right. Well, the usual...
The remedy. Usual stuff, right?
The usual stuff. The huge. So you're, and now that brings you here on the West Coast, where I know it takes some time to adjust to the time difference. I felt the same way going east. And so good night's rest will get you on the right path,
yeah.
I think.
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely. Yeah.
We talked about this at dinner, but tell me what's going on with your Steelers? To change it over to football a little bit,
gosh.
If you want.
Gosh. Yeah, well, look. I can't complain that much, even though I did on the blog, and I got killed for it. And that guy should have gotten killed. Look, it's not that bad. I mean, I know the Steelers have won 2 Super Bowls in the span of a decade, and they've been to a Super Bowl within the last 3 years. So it's really, I mean, obviously they've had a really good run, but that run is over. I mean, everybody's gotten old. It's just simply a fact of a lot of guys getting old at once. And not a whole lot in the wings to really replace them. We talked about the running game earlier tonight. I mean, off air. It's bad. I mean, it had been bad for years. Like, Mendenhall wasn't really that good either. And now we had Le'Veon Bell drafted from Michigan State. We thought he was going to be able to take charge of this running game. And he got hurt. So he's out. And they can't block. And they can't protect. They can't open up holes for him. The offensive line is not doing what we hoped. Not we, but the Steelers.
Right.
And I got to avoid the we. I don't like saying we. But, yeah, the offensive line is just not that good this year. And Ben Roethlisberger is not getting protection. He never does. But, I mean, this time he's starting to show a little bit of his age. Like, he can't escape the pocket the way he used to. It's just tough. Like, they can't run the ball. They don't have any really good playmakers right now. I think Antonio Brown's the best we've got. He's not bad. He's pretty good. But, you know, is he Mike Wallace? I would say no, but it's kind of early. We will find out.
Yeah, I mean, we discussed this prior to. The best thing they have going for them now may be the division that they're in, kind of similar to the Giants where, you know, Cleveland's 3-2. Is that going to last? You know, you wonder. Ravens aren't... in theory, as good as they were last year. Cincinnati, I know they had a big win last week, but they have gotten off to a slow start.
Yeah.
So, but again, you got to at least win a game before you could talk about jumping back into things like the Giants. But, you know, at least they're not in the AFC West like some other team that I know of.
Oh, well.
Where you have 2-5-0 teams and you're just like, okay.
Yeah, that's good night delights, I think. But the AFC is probably good for a wild card, maybe. I mean, that second wild card might be up for grabs.
Yeah, I mean, it's so early still. I mean,
well,
look at the Jets, right?
Yeah.
Did anyone think they were going to be 3-2? So
raise his hand, because I said at the beginning of the year that they had a chance. I didn't say that it was going to happen, but I said they'd at least make a run at getting eight wins this year. You know, it's just a confluence of events. I felt like their defense has held up most of the season.
It's a good defense, no question.
And it's just a matter of what you get out of... Now, this ended up being fortuitous timing, and this has actually occurred because of a negligence in coaching. But but Geno Smith's presence is because of Mark Sanchez getting slammed by the guy in preseason and then being out for the season.
You don't think Rex is a genius and designed that purposely? Come on.
That would be a devious form of management. Very cruel, but man.
I'm surprised no one has called in with that. Or if they have, I haven't heard.
I think what's happened is they tried to, but then Tank just waves them off the board.
But like Rex is smarter than everyone thinks, and he purposely put him in there against his, you know, with his backup line against, you know, to get destroyed. But yeah, maybe he did hang up on them before they got that out. I don't know.
Yeah, no question. So all right, so let's just take a very, very quick break. I just wanted to get into a couple other things with our friend John and John in Greenwich, John from Greenwich, Connecticut. It should be a good time. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Dave in the City. In the City, Locks of the Week Radio, Dave Medina with John from Greenwich, Connecticut tonight. Really been a good time talking to you so far. And we've been really getting into it with the football. So let's cover your team for a second. I mean, the San Diego Chargers, you're going to have a chance to see them in a couple days against the Andrew Luck and the Colts.
Yeah.
tough
one.
It's a tough one, but the quarterback matchup must be pretty good. So,
you know, the biggest thing with the Chargers thus far, besides the usual nonsense that they pull, you know, in the Houston and the Tennessee game, is that their pass defense is atrocious. A team like Indianapolis really concerns me. It's just not a good pass defense. And I anticipate them having to just, if they're going to win the game, I think they're going to have to score a lot of points and just kind of get into a shootout with them. It's just my feeling. The other thing is, there's two things that would surprise me with any Charger game. And that would be if they blow out the opponent or the opponent blows out them. Those two scenarios are not something that tends to happen. What tends to happen is if they win, it's close, and if they lose, it's a heartbreaker. So Monday, history tells me to expect nothing less, and that's kind of where I'm at as far as this Monday goes. The Raider game, again, they got off to such a bad start. Pryor looked great in the first half of that game, especially the first portion of the first half. And I tip my cap to a lot of his throws, which were really good, and the defense was putting pressure on him, just couldn't bring him down. And I give him props, too, for being able to elude the pass rush. As some may say. Defense stepped up, but then it was kind of too little, too late. They were too far behind. They commit too many turnovers.
Right.
Lose the game.
That was a game. I mean, Rivers off the bat threw a turnover, as you mentioned.
Yep.
And it was... It's just not a hard. It didn't have that feel once you got to that point. I mean, it happens. I mean, I gotta tell you, you're a real trooper for staying up to see that whole thing.
Yeah, I have not missed a snap of a Charger game in years.
Really?
To be perfectly honest
years.
With you, I can't remember the last time I missed anything. Some may call that ridiculous based on how they perform, but. You know, that game, too, it's like you thought, okay, they had a nice win against the Cowboys. You thought, okay, maybe, you know, the Raiders, they should beat them. Nope. I mean, that's kind of what the Chargers do. Just when you think, hey, we may be onto something here, they lose to a team like that. And no disrespect to them, but I think most people would have figured that the Chargers would have won that game. So it's you know, I don't know. McCoy's first year, obviously, I don't expect the Super Bowl. I mean, I never expect the Super Bowl, but there's going to be growing pains. And so far, I do like Rivers in the no huddle. I think he looks much better than he did the last few years, so I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
The running game, I mean, Matthews, I think people had unrealistic expectations out of him because Tomlinson was there for so long, and they're like, oh, okay, here's the Tomlinson replacement. Not that easy to replace a guy like Tomlinson, and I think people have found that out. So I do like Danny Woodhead, though. He had a big fumble in the Raider game. But overall, I do really do like what he brings to the team.
No, it's got a lot of potential, certainly offensively, and even Antonio Gates has occasionally contributed to the team. So that's what.
No, he's done well this year. Yeah,
I think that surprised me most of all. I didn't know he was still in the league.
Oh, jeez.
It was impressive. It was impressive.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, their front seven's pretty good.
Yep.
The secondary's bad. I mean, Eric Weddle's a good safety, but the cornerbacks are not good.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I gotcha. You know, it happened. You know, join the club, right? I mean, the Cowboys' cornerbacks have been burned recently.
Yep.
I mean, who else? My team's cornerbacks get burned all the time. It's crazy. Let's comment on the rest of the division, though. We'll start on our way up. The Chiefs, who are currently 5-0, and people will say, oh, what a surprise, they were so bad last year. I don't think it's that much of a surprise, actually. I mean, really all it took was a coach and a quarterback.
I don't. Well, 5-0 might be. The turnaround may not be.
Mm-hmm.
But 5-0 might be. I mean, I know I don't think they've played a lot of good teams, though, so far. But I don't want to. If you're 5-0, you're 5-0. It doesn't matter. Their defense is good, and I like Alex Smith as a quarterback. I thought he was good in San Francisco. I realize, okay, Kaepernick, and they went to the Super Bowl, but Alex Smith was having a really good year before he got hurt. And
he's
good. I mean, you know, he's not Peyton Manning, and
nope.
He's not going to do things like that, but he's probably not going to do a lot to hurt you either. So for the defense that they have, I think it's a great fit.
Definitely a good fit. So, good summary, and that's the Chiefs. And after a break, we'll get a little bit of a word on the Broncos. We'll see how this goes. We'll be back in just a second. Back after this. This is Dave in the City. Back out of here in the City, Locks of the Week Radio with John in Greenwich, Connecticut. We have a telephone caller joining us on the program tonight. And she was threatening to release details of a PM. Kind of funny outcome, but whatever. This is Meredith up north in the Bay Area. Meredith in wherever you are. What's going on, my friend? How are you tonight?
Hi, boys.
Hello.
Hey.
Good evening. This is Yacht. Say hello,
hello.
To Yacht.
Hello.
Dude, your thing is all reverbing.
Mine?
Is it? Is that the problem? Is it really?
Yeah, it was reverbing before I even was on the phone, yeah.
Oh. The whole night? Yeah, boy.
That's bad.
On and
that's
off.
Bad. On and off? Okay. Well, sorry about that. I didn't realize you had it was just a sound question. I mean, my fault on that. How are you?
No, that's not what it was.
Okay, well, at any rate, I it's kind of weird. I didn't hear from you in like the last day or so. Anyway, how are you hanging, holding up? Everything all right?
Yeah, I'm not coming.
You are not coming to the LA scenario. Okay, well, don't feel bad. Well, you gave it a good shot.
Unless Yachts wants to buy me a plane ticket.
No. Let's let's not go there.
I'm poor.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
All why? Because right. I live in Greenwich. Get back to earlier.
You
talk.
Live in a nicer city than me.
Huh?
Well, I can't speak to that. It looks like the phone call just dropped off anyway. It's kind of weird. but anyway, let's proceed on to the program. So where were we at? Was she going to come? I guess that was the story about that.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad. We'll have to see how that develops the rest of the... maybe I get in touch with her off here to get some more details on what's going on there. But now I was saving this because I was excited to talk about the Broncos because they have Peyton Manning. They are looking pretty hot right now. But how much of that do you think is just the hot start? And how much of that do you think is pretty legit? Like, how much of that team do you think is for real?
Oh, I think it's for real. I mean... what's to say negative at the at this point, especially the way defense is played nowadays and the way the rules are?
Right.
What is giving you an indication that they're not for real? I think the only question left for Peyton Manning is, what does he do in the postseason? Right? Because every year, you know, he does really well regular season. The teams have really great records. Then the postseason comes and some, you know, they end up losing. A lot. Right. Obviously they have a Super Bowl win, or he did with Indianapolis. But that would be my only concern. I mean, I think they're going to be a really good team and have a really good record and have a great shot to be the number one seed in the AFC.
I don't see what I mean. At this point, the schedule will get a little tougher for them as the season goes along. I think they still have to play the Patriots, but as long as they are solid at home, I mean, if they don't lose a home game, that's half the battle already.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the question is their defense going to hold up the rest of the season? Because we know their offense is going to slow down. I mean, with bad weather, it eventually starts to, you know...
Those Chiefs games could be interesting. They don't play them till later on in the season. I think they play them twice in 3 weeks, but it's still not for a while.
Right.
So we'll see where the Chiefs are, too, at that point, to see if it's interesting. I definitely am not looking forward to when they play the Chargers, although, if you think about it, historically, the Chargers have done well against Peyton Manning.
That's very
true. They have.
In the playoffs, in the
regular
season.
Even in the regular season.
Yeah,
they have.
They've actually had a thing with them.
That's a different team, though. The secondary's different this year. I have bad thoughts about him carving them up.
Wow.
But, hey, we'll see what happens.
We will. I mean, it's... And it's always on my mind. Like, when is this gonna fall off with the Broncos? And because they score so many points, the question is, are they winning just because they're overwhelming other teams with the amount of points they score?
Well, and that's eventually that kind of usually catches up to teams. I mean, think about how many points they gave up to Dallas this past week. I mean, are you gonna win games giving up all those points every week? No, you're not. Obviously, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I think so too. I mean, it's and then as I mentioned, the competition will get a little bit tougher for Denver. But I a lot of people say they're probably going to be a top seed in the AFC. I tend to buy into that. I think they'll probably hold up. I mean, once you're 5-0, I mean, you have to go to get like 12 wins. You got to go what? I mean, there's 5 out of 16, so you got to win 6 out of 11. No, you got to win 7 out of 11. You have to win 7 out of 11 games, so you go 7-4. I mean, you can do that.
Yeah, they're probably going to do that. I mean, you know, what's New England? What are they going to do? I realize that they're not the juggernaut offense that they've been, but they are 4-1. Kansas City's 5-0. You know, I don't see why they wouldn't be the favorite for the number one overall seed at this point.
Yeah, and it's
Houston's, you know, that division.
Well, Houston.
I mean, Matt Schaub's getting like people showing up to his house. I mean, you know, so I don't know what's
that's
going on.
Not even
on
a
there.
Joke. It happened.
Yeah,
unbelievable, isn't it?
You know,
that's
so
outrageous.
I mean, Indianapolis is another interesting team. I mean, are they gonna? You know, are they going to go 14-2, though? I mean, they beat Seattle and San Francisco so far, so those are great wins. But I don't know what to expect from them.
Yeah, exactly. Who gets the 2 seed? Probably, I mean, I think if you know, just quickly flipped a coin or just simply spun a dial, I would say that, it'd be the Patriots, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going
to
happen.
I mean, it's so, you know.
It's so early this year.
It's hard to do seeds.
It's really hard.
You know what I mean?
Because, again, the Patriots' schedule gets pretty tough, too, in the next 4 weeks. They got to play New Orleans next week. And that game's at home, but that's a tough out. That's a tough team to play.
Absolutely.
So it's only telling.
NFC. Well, we didn't touch on the Raiders. We were talking AFC West.
The Raiders are an interesting. So now let's ask that question again. Do you think Pryor is the future of the Raiders?
You know, again, based on last week, I think he's definitely. I mean, he's better than Matt Flynn, and I know that they just cut ties, but he's. I liked what I saw. I got to say, he was making some really nice throws. Now, you want to blame the secondary or not, but there were throws there that guys were on him, and he was, like, finding a seam and making a nice throw, nice throws there. And his ability to avoid the sack with his run game is a nice added bonus there. And it's not like he only has to run. He has a good arm. Make some nice throws. I like what I saw. I mean, he's better than anything else they have. We'll start there. And
definitely.
Secondly, I like what I saw.
You know, it's interesting because he does have some good decision-making in him. Obviously, he's not perfect. He does make mistakes. But I've seen him, in many cases, put the team down the field. He was close to winning the game against Indianapolis to begin the season. And, I think there's potential, I think, more.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it. I mean, I don't think I saw it coming either, but I say ride it out. I mean, just like anything, you ride the hot hand and you see where it goes.
Well, I mean, he's young. The team's not thinking about a Super Bowl this year. So, yeah, see what you have with him. Why wouldn't you at this point? You're not going to get rid of him and bring in somebody else. That wouldn't make any sense. He's done enough that he deserves to keep getting chances, I think.
Right, I got you there. It's a good palette. I mean, this bar isn't very high for the Raiders this year anyway,
no.
So it's a good... This is a division, by the way, with the AFC West that has improved a good deal. Like, I know that it had been the undisputed worst division in football for years. And
it,
now
it's, yeah, it was them, and the NFC West was also bad.
Oh, it was.
Remember when Seattle won the division at 7-9?
Yeah.
You know, the Niners were awful, the Rams were awful, yeah. Arizona was. So those two divisions were really bad for a while, and now they're both good. Look, the Niners and Seattle are top teams. The Rams, I mean, you know, they've shown improvement. Arizona's better this year. And then the West, you know, the Raiders are better than they've been. San Diego is, I think, still San Diego until things change. But I don't want to keep knocking them. I've liked a lot what I've seen from them this year, and I do like the coach so far. And obviously you have 2 5-0 teams, so that speaks for itself.
And there's a lot of juice in that division, too. That's what's really wild about it. I mean, some teams that really got everybody's attention. Not so much the Chiefs, but definitely the Broncos. When they play each other, obviously somebody's got to lose. So if they stay undefeated to that point, that's going to be it.
One quick thing before the top of the hour break. Does Denver cover the spread?
I was thinking about that. You know, now, what is the spread right now? Is it up to 28?
I think so. I didn't check today.
I'm going to check it right now, actually. I can do this. The point spread for Denver at home against Jacksonville, a historically high point spread. Currently, it is sitting at 20. Let's see. We have a. Let me just jump this over. It is currently sitting at 20. Oh, it's down. It went down. It went down a point. It's currently sitting at 26.5 points.
Okay.
That's lower, but it's still an enormous point spread. And bigger than any I've seen in my adult lifetime.
What did they say? It was the highest one since the 70s. I think it was the Steelers against Tampa Bay.
Wow.
Was like a really high, maybe John in Georgia. remembers that. I don't know. No, I'm serious.
He might have, because Tampa Bay.
But I think they said that on Joe and Evan yesterday. They when Bradshaw was on, I think they said that the Steelers Buccaneers was the highest. This is the highest since then.
You know, and I gotta tell you, I see the point spread, and I know how big that is, but Jacksonville really is that bad.
They are.
I gotta take Denver, whatever that number is. If it was 36.5, I probably still would have taken it. I said, what the hell? Even if it doesn't hit, I'm like, you know, let's just try it and see how it goes.
Jacksonville has shown me absolutely nothing to think otherwise, but
yeah.
I don't know. It's a big number in the
it's
NFL.
It's a huge number. I can't wait to see the result of that game.
Yeah.
You know? It's obviously, there's no issue with the Denver Broncos winning the game. They will win. I mean, it's not even... I don't even think they're going to let you put a bet on that money line, because that would... What would it be like?
You'd owe them.
Yeah, it would be like minus 511 million billion to get a dollar. So, yeah, no way. That's not going to happen. But it's... yeah, you owe them. But that's still going to be...
This is one of those, though, if you just take $100 and put it on Jacksonville, because you'll make a good amount of money, right? It's
just in case, right?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, you're right. All right. Well, that's it for hour one. But you're not leaving us yet. So we'll take a top of hour ID break. We will be joined by Kevin on the Cape for Random Questions. Stay with us. Dave in the City Locks of the Week Radio. It's 801. Doc Rivers continues to time and time again not get it when it comes to getting... Oh! Let him play!
And it comes time. We know how Lincoln dies. You know, a tough spot with a bullet.
And as I speak to you, they are showing a Mongo USA fan at the World Baseball Classic chanting USA.
Actually, this full day was a lot.
Ooh.
First thing you've got to mention here is the additions of Syracuse and Pitts, which is like adding two turds to a lawn.
No one puts the WGC in a players' championship anywhere on the same level as a major prank, so chill out with that.
I actually never knew what meme was, and I always thought it was just MA. And
I wonder what it is like living out there on Saturn.
She was
gorgeous, man. This girl was really good looking. And I'm like, holy, is that so-and-so? And I'm seeing him doing a body shot off her, and he's hammered. He turns around, he's like, I love this place.
You know, round apple with the Orioles lettering on it.
They should put the Orioles one in the river.
From Los Angeles, this is Dave in the City, brought to you by Locks of the Week Radio. Now, here's Dave Medina.
Here we go, hour two in our special podcast tonight with our friend John in Greenwich, Connecticut. It's good to have you all with us. blogtalkradio.com/Dave in the City for chat. And if you have a question for us, write the word question followed by the question itself. And all three of us will try to answer them in order through the course of this hour, which goes to 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight Eastern time in the city. So we are excited to bring in our friend and our companion, the co-host of America's favorite moment in sports talk podcasting.
To the dance! It's time for random questions.
Good stuff!
In the city with Kevin on the Cape.
Let's get into it. Kevin on the Cape is now ready to join us, as is our friend John in Greenwich. First, let's introduce our good friend Kevin, joining us from Massachusetts tonight. Kevin, welcome back to the show with our second host tonight, John in Greenwich. How are you tonight, Kevin?
Fantastic. How you doing, boys?
We're doing great. Say hello to Yachts. Yachts, this is Kevin on the Cape.
Hey, it's been a while. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you, sir?
Good.
Now, I understand the two of you met in person at one point in time, and this is where? Like, towards Junkie Country, I think? Is that right?
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Now, John, describe the experience of meeting a guy like Kevin on the Cape. Did he, like, for example, when you met him in visual, like, did he look like how you imagined him?
Well, it's been a while now. I don't remember what I imagined him to look like, but, I mean, he described himself. I described myself, and we met at this bar. I was with Emily at the time, and the three of us met and had dinner, nice conversation. A lot of fun. We'll definitely do it again.
Beauty.
So you're not with...
No. Haven't been for a while, but yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't keep up on that kind of stuff.
No,
I
know.
That kind of stuff. She's like a nice girl.
No, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you know, times can change and things can happen, and I'm sure... you know, it's happened, we've all been through it. But just to add to that, I mean, I just think it's really wild that I think our friend John has met the most people on the message board of anybody I know, as far as I know. I mean, the only one that would come close, I think, might be Unclever, but, or maybe the Marquee, but I think you're pretty much number one. I mean,
I don't know. I mean, Timmy Russo's met a lot of people.
Yeah.
Definitely Unclever.
Yeah.
Indeer, but I probably have... Indeer's met a lot, actually.
Cool. Yeah.
But yeah, I would probably have met... I'm definitely one of the ones that have met the most, I would say.
Yeah.
If I can talk for a second, I've only met two board members in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to say... the two of them, John being one of them, are just two of the most fantastic people I've ever met. Just totally solid people. Just people you almost like are disappointed that you weren't friends with, you know, your entire life.
Too kind.
They were just
too kind.
Just like real people that you know that you have real conversations with, and you feel like you connect with, even though. You have no, you don't know anyone's past. It was a good time. I had a great time that night. And the only other guy that I met on the board was Jerry Rello. I don't know. He just totally showed up at my store. I had no idea he was even on the Cape, and I don't even know how he found me. It was so weird. But he came with his wife and his kids, and so John and Jerry. The two guys that I've met, and just totally just fantastic people that I was just just two good memories, you know, of me being out here.
That's pretty cool, buddy. And I can corroborate certainly with both of them. I mean, I haven't spoken with Rello in a while, but he's definitely been really generous and very, very kind to talk to whenever I had a chance to. He's just busy. I mean, I know there's not much, you know, he's out there. He's got a family. I mean, he's got a whole family and everything. So that's really, really, really impressive that he was able to come out and meet you there as he did. That's pretty cool. Oh, boy.
Dave.
Can you provide some exact play-by-play on this, John?
What's going on over there?
I just spilled my water all over the... I spilled it all over the keyboard. I'm amazed it's not short-circuited yet. There's water all over my pants.
Live radio.
If I can add anything, it's sort of breaking up, so there might be some interference.
Maybe. I don't know. It's... This is pretty dicey right now. I could get shocked to death right now any moment. I don't know what to do.
How does it sound?
It sounds fine. Nothing's changed in the sound.
Oh, okay.
It's, at least from here, it doesn't sound any different.
No, I mean from the chat. Are they saying?
Oh, anything? Everybody's just busting up laughing right now.
Okay.
I do want to apologize quickly. No. I'll get to that in a minute. But I need to get a napkin or something. So would you mind chatting with the junk man for a second while I get this paper towel?
Sure.
Thank you. I'll be right back.
How is the apartment?
So, Dave does this to me all the time, and I don't have anything prepared. But
okay,
for the record, I was actually in Greenwich a couple weeks ago.
Oh, were you? For your sister?
No, I actually had my buddy got married at the, God damn it, I can't even remember the name of the place, but it's right in the harbor there.
Oh, the...
It was right on the water. It was Blue.
La Scala?
Mar, but something.
La Scala? Was that it?
No, it was right by the train station, and
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Cool.
Yeah, it was sort of in and out. I had one day off, and I just...
Was it a hit-and-run scenario?
Total hit-and-run scenario.
Okay.
Total hit-and-run scenario.
Cool. How's business?
What was that?
How's business? Are you still really busy?
Yeah, I'm actually very busy. It's not as actually busy, you know, like the summertime, but, you know, I don't have as much help as you do in the summertime, so I'm just as busy.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I had a half day today. It felt like I had a week off. It was great.
Pretty good stuff, fellas. Thanks for filling in there for me, John. I really appreciate
it. Dave's back.
Go ahead.
I had a question.
Yeah.
So you can prove to all the listeners of the show and in the chat room, does Dave actually do the show with his pants on?
In my presence, yes. I mean, I can't speak when I'm not here, but today, yes, he is.
This can be true. We have a picture of it on Twitter, actually. If you go to... Where is it? Who?
Rollins with JB. I don't even know his name.
JLB 1031.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah,
yeah. So you remember Rollins College for Life, Junkie?
Yes, I remember the name absolutely.
Yeah. So he runs a sandwich shop up in Westchester, New York. And
in White Plains.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, right around that area. Correct.
I'm going to be a captain. No fun. It's in Rye Brook, but anyway.
Okay.
No. I had to sneak a captain. No fun in there, but anyway. Go ahead.
No problem. But anyway, wherever it is, it's up there somewhere. And but anyway, he's running.
That's a risky spot, Dave.
I hear it is.
Being from Greenwich there.
That is correct. Greenwich too. We've spoken about this.
A lot of money there.
Yeah, I know. That reputation just doesn't die, does it, with the Greenwich
No, I mean, but, you know, if you looked it up, you'd see, and there's a lot of celebrities that live there and all that stuff, but not everyone there, like I was saying before, is big time. I mean, I live there, so there's there's an indication right there.
Yeah, that, no question. I mean, I lived in a place like that, too, for a while. It's called Santa Barbara, California. Definitely a reputation of being a very, very posh area in some spots, and so it was a lot of that going on too. I mean, Kevin, you live in the Cape, on Cape Cod, and I'm sure that has its own little ritzy hamlets too. Am I right? Kevin? Uh-oh.
Lost him.
Did we lose Kevin?
Jim?
Jim?
Jim scenario?
Is Jim in this house? Is Jim in the building? Kevin's not on the telephone. I don't know if that's because of the water.
Did he drop it or?
No, it dropped. Okay, it dropped. It dropped officially. Because it was.
We've had some phone problems tonight.
Yeah, the phone dropped off first with Mistress and now with Kevin. I mean, it's just weird.
Let me ask you a question while we're waiting. Do you like when people complain about Mike when he says, like, not even something that's that bad, and like one time he said that somebody was 7 foot tall instead of 7 feet tall, and like people were complaining about it. It's like, all right, can we calm down a little bit? Slightly over the top, don't you think?
It is over the top. I don't understand where people get off thinking that, you know, it is such a mess. I don't know what's I mean, what kind of, I would say how miserable do you have to be, but I don't want to get personal like that, but seriously, I mean, what would you have to be thinking to be that critical of a guy? I mean, you just have it in for Mike if that's true. I mean, that's pretty much it.
I know, it's okay, someone says 7 foot tall versus 7 feet tall. Fine, okay. But to actually post about it, it's like, come on.
I don't understand. What's your objective of that, right? Isn't that the point? It's like,
I don't know.
Where does it advance anything?
It's like, that's where it gets to the point where if someone's doing that, have they ever made a mistake in their life or are they perfect? Right? If someone's posting about something as minuscule as that, you wonder, they must be perfect people.
Yeah. It's crazy. I'm not really sure. I mean, that's what we call being an Adonis, basically, isn't it?
Yes. That's what I was getting at.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it ever brings to mind the Sports Minute that you left a while ago, and it just caught fire with the message boards. And that line of commentary, especially with regards to the attractiveness of female, must have a lot to do with what inspired your Sports Minute.
Oh, yeah. It was... No, you know what? I'll tell you what it was. When people were saying that Kate Upton was fat, it's like, yeah, if Kate Upton knocked on your door, you're pushing her away.
No.
Hello.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Can we come back to Earth, please?
Yeah. And so anyway, well, Junkie having dropped off, and I swear he did drop off. We didn't cut him off. People are claiming we cut him off. We did not cut him off. The phone even looked red still when we stopped hearing from him. But he is back, and he is now joining us once again in the city. Junkie, are you? Can you hear us all right? Are you there?
I am back, and I hear you as clear as a bell. And you guys are spot on.
Oh, nice.
Clowns in the in the message board in the chat room. They'll post a picture of some girl or some. Buddy they saw at a bar and they're going, oh, I wouldn't sleep with her. These and they are they're just total clowns. You guys got it spot on.
You know, it's just a matter of perspective. I mean, like, have any of these people had a chance at anyone even remotely as attractive as Kate Upton, for example?
Dave, I think you're talking too close to the mic. You keep breaking up every time you talk.
Oh, is that true? Oh, that's my fault. I'll turn it down. How's that? Can you hear me okay? Better?
100% better.
Okay, that's it. All right.
Definitely, totally better.
Duly noted, Mr. Chuckman. I must have been over-modulation.
I don't want to sound like the jackass producer of the show, even though I have known nothing about technology. But I just know when you talk closer to the mic, I can't hear you.
Yeah, you know that's I get you know
get
what you're
an excitable guy. It's okay.
No, it's true. I mean, I kind of have a loud voice anyway. That's a good point. So with that in mind, it's 8:20, John Junkie. Let's get to the random questions tonight. I hope you're doing all right out there, everybody. Send them in. Write the word question followed by the question itself. We will answer them in order. And we start with this question, football related. Oh, this question pops up every now and again. The question is, we'll give it to you first, Junkie. Can Alabama beat the Jaguars? Jordan, practice.
Absolutely.
You think, wait, did you say
Alabama,
that
Alabama Jaguar.
Yeah. John's just
probably. I mean, I need you to give me a line, Dave. I mean, I don't really care about who beats who. I need to know the spread.
I mean, you'd have to give the Jaguars at least a 10-point spread on that game.
I was going to say 7.5, but maybe you were going to give them 10. You're going to give the Jaguars 10? I'll take the Jaguars in a minute.
Wait, you're giving the Jaguars 10?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I'm not giving them 10. I'm sorry. I am sorry. They are giving 10. My fault. Not I'm giving them.
Right.
They are giving 10.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. that's a Dave clown car moment. It's a close game. I don't think that Alabama wins, but if you're going to give me, which I think you're now retracting, but if you're going to give me 10 points, I'm going to take it. But the Jaguars would beat Alabama.
Yeah, I think they would beat Alabama. I mean, I meant to say the Jaguars are the whole.
I don't think it's going to be a blowout. Like I said, if you give me 10 points, I'm going to take the college kids. But if you're going to give me 2 points, I'm not taking it.
The way I said it was, I guess that meant the first time I said it, it was supposedly that the Jaguars were 10-point underdogs, which would have been the most outrageous. You know, that's not what I meant at all. My fault. Okay, so let's give it to John.
I have a feeling this question was directed to me because I think I've posted about how ridiculous I think this topic is. I think someone posted an article once how they said if they were figuring out the point spread between Alabama and Jacksonville, Jacksonville would be a 17-point favorite. And I said I would still take Jacksonville. It's a professional football team. Alabama's playing some, you know, look at their schedule, these teams that they're playing sometimes, Georgia State. Jacksonville Jaguars are not playing teams like that. They're a professional. Like, the worst guys on Alabama or mediocre guys on Alabama are not going to be in the NFL. The worst guys on the Jaguars are in the NFL. It's a professional football team. I think they would kill them, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean...
I agree.
I agree, too. I mean, ultimately, no matter how bad a pro football team is, it's still going to be just that much better than college. It doesn't really matter how bad it is. But as be that as it may, the Jaguars, in a professional level, are just really, quite simply, one of the worst football teams ever assembled.
I mean, they're a bad professional football team.
Yeah,
they're a professional football
team. They are a professional football team. Athleticism alone would kill any college team, including Alabama. So I think that's very well said, everybody. Next question. Random questions with John and me and the Junk Man tonight from Santa Monica. If you could have one non-WFAN personality, not including Mad Dog, and that's good that you noted that, join the board, who would it be and why? So it has to be a personality. It did not cite how famous that personality had to be, but Junkie, if you could... You're back on the board a little now, so... if you could have one famous personality join the MikeFrancesa.com, who would that person be?
Sid Rosenberg, absolutely.
Does that count though? Because he used to be at WFAN. Would that qualify? What do you think?
I don't know. How many caveats does this question have?
Yeah. What is the exact? Can you read the exact wording again?
Okay, let's go through this again. If you could have one non.
Dave, Dave, you realize we have a lawyer with us right now. I need to know. I don't want to act like a fool in front of John here.
No, you're right.
You need to give me A, B, and C and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, I think that's a fair point. So let's get into it. Let's so basically, you can select any personality who's not on WFAN, except for Mad Dog Russo, to join the message board. Who would that be? And you had cited Sid Rosenberg, and I was wondering if that would be, you know, would that be legal muster?
Well, he's not on WFAN, so I would say yes, that would qualify.
I think
not that I'm judge and jury here.
Okay. Judge John on the air. You just need a gavel now, pound it on the table. But anyway, Junkie, what do you think? I think that's a good one, though. I think so, because he's a loose cannon, and I think he would really set everyone straight. So do you think you'd get along with him on a board level?
I don't care. My attorney just backed my answer up. So
All right. Fair enough. All right, very good. Good answer, Junkman. Let's go to John with that question.
That's a great question. I'm not coming up with much. I wonder, here's this one. I wonder if you brought Dino Costa back and kind of, wait, let me finish. And kind of got him going again just for the sheer entertainment of getting the guy going again.
Okay.
Because, you know, he'd respond and probably get into it and have a little juice with him.
Dino Costa, return to the board. That would be... And first of all, when he was on there, did you actually think that was really him? Because I did. I actually thought that was legitimately him.
I think it was.
I think it was, too. I recognize his act and all of the way he talks and everything, and that was definitely him. But I will say this, when Say Hello to Otis had that motif of him, that long monologue that was pretending to be him, I never laughed harder the whole year. That was the funniest thing I've ever heard spread in my life up to that point. That was really funny. So mad props to Oatman for that. Okay, next question. Good. Oh, yeah, maybe I should answer that question. Okay. Well, I'm going to go all the way outside the box. If you could have one non-WFAN personality, let's get Kate Upton on the board.
Can't say Otis.
Kate Upton, Junkie, is my choice to join the message board. Let's just see what happens.
That's a good one.
Yeah, because let's see now what will happen. The Kate is fat post, and then Kate Upton's response, you think I'm fat? And then they're like, oh, we think you're beautiful. Greatest woman supermodel ever.
No, and then I guarantee you you'd have like 15 idiots on that board saying, oh, I've slept with hotter people.
That's got to happen. That's my response. So let's go to the next question. Dave in the city with Kevin on the Cape and John from...
This is a fantastic night in Dave podcast history, by the way.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Junkman. I mean that.
Studio, I mean, John and Greenwich in the studio, this is terrific.
I'm having a blast, I have to say.
This is a fun night so far. Yeah, I'm enjoying it, too.
I actually called Blog Talk Radio and asked for, 3 hours, but they told me no.
Yeah, that would have been great. Thank you for that, though. It was really nice of you to lobby for us. I would have been down for 3 hours of this, too. So, maybe next time. All right. So, question coming up. Here you go. This is mainly for John, but we can all answer this.
Right.
The question is, would you trade a Chargers Super Bowl title for the team of your choice if it meant you had to give up listening to sports talk for the rest of your life? Meaning, I guess the question is, would you take a Chargers championship in exchange for never listening to FAN or Francesco?
Oh, easy. An easy yes. Absolutely.
Nice.
An easy answer.
Well, that's a tough question.
A terrific question and a terrific answer.
I agree. Absolutely great job, Ben, on that. And I mean, that's, to me, it seems like a layup. I mean, I can never answer this question. I'll tell you why. Because I root for 5 franchises and all of them won championships within 3 years. I am completely disqualified from this question. So, Kevin, you have the floor. What do you have to say?
I'll comment on the first. I was a kid when the Giants, you know, beat the Broncos and then beat the Bills. So I will say, if you told me before the Patriots Super Bowl, the first one, that question, and told me you can never listen to sports radio if the Giants beat Tom Brady and the undefeated Patriots, I would have said absolutely. Without a, I'm thinking back to that day now, that morning where I was like, you know, this team has got no chance. And then watching the game and the feeling I had when they won that game. I had a friend of mine who I grew up with who was in Arizona at the game. Both of our fathers had passed away, you know, that year, and me talking to him in the middle of the night. And if you told me that you can have this victory, but you can't listen to stupid sports radio, I mean, I would have said absolutely. I mean, it's a no-brainer. It was just a feeling that I had. I was by myself. Like, you know, you talk about Super Bowl parties and that kind of stuff. I watched that entire game by myself, and not until it was over did I start making phone calls to friends of mine and talking about, you know, like I said, like my dad was gone and my friend's dad was gone. He was at the game. He's smoking a Cuban cigar on the field with a bunch of Giants. You know, that thought and that feeling, and I have that with me for the rest of my life. I would totally give it up to listen to these idiots talk about, you know, sports on the radio.
That's a really touching memory you have shared with us, Junkie. I mean that. And it seems like an easy decision for a lot of us. And, you know, again, I have zero perspective on this at all. So I don't even want to attempt to answer this question because it would be stupid. Because, like, I mean, a guy with the Lakers who won like 16 championships, and they're 17 now, I think, and the Steelers who won 5 Super Bowls, not 6 because of the last one in 08, and even the Kings who won a championship just barely last year, and SC who's won a bunch of championships, including one just barely 10 years ago. I got nothing. I mean, I've got nothing. I will not even try with that question. So out of respect to everybody else who roots for sports, I just simply hope that everybody else has their turn. I don't ever want anyone to go through life without a championship. Least of all, anyone from Cleveland. Because Cleveland has, the whole city has been without a title since like 1954. Could you imagine? I know the Chargers have been out since 1960. And I know that the Mets haven't won since 86. But guys, nobody's got it worse than Cleveland right now. They've gone their whole 2 generations without anybody in that town winning anything. That's awful.
Yep, it's rough.
Yeah. Junkie.
They got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, though, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I agree with that. That's pretty cool. What made them, Junkie, since you're a music guy, what made them put the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland? Like, what was the deciding factor?
I have no idea.
I don't either. Anyone know?
No.
Nope.
No clue.
No clue?
Okay. I have no idea. I mean, I would think it first would be Detroit for Motown. In New York for all the other stuff. Cleveland seems like a random spot, but apparently it's a pretty cool place. So.
I agree with that. I felt it was pretty random, too, though, like how they decided on it. Because, I mean, I don't even know a whole lot of great acts from Cleveland. I know a bunch of them from Akron. And maybe even one from Cincinnati, but do you know any like major rock and roll acts from Cleveland specifically? And I can't think of one, so that's why I was confused too. So, okay, very good. Next question, ready to go. You ready for this, fellas? Okay.
Yeah.
If you took all the superstars in the accountability house, what does that mean? What is an accountability house? Are anyone familiar
with
that?
What's the whole question? Maybe we could figure it out.
All right, let me do that first. Okay. So if you took all the superstars in the accountability house, could they beat Jacksonville or Alabama DDP at quarterback, Jake Roberts in the slot. Who would win?
Was that a UCH question?
I don't know.
It sounds like a UCH question. I don't have a response.
I don't either. it might be an allusion to a TV show I'm not familiar with. Now, if we don't know,
I have an answer for this question.
Okay.
It's called Next Question.
Oh wait! I know that actually. That was on the HP. You know what? I figured it out. It's DDP, Jake Roberts, and Scott Hall. They were on, they live together in Atlanta. DDP it's wrestling. DDP is a yoga instructor. I get it now.
Oh, okay.
It's just a ridiculous question. But anyway.
But would they beat?
No, Jacksonville would win. That's my answer.
And this is why that Jonathan Etiquette is my attorney. he can break down. He can understand. But I say next question.
All right, next question. All right, next question. It is. Here we go. Could the top sophomore? This is just.
Is this another Alabama? Jacksonville. Jacksonville. That's my. I don't even. Jacksonville is my answer.
Jacksonville wins. They beat my high school team. What's the next question? Right.
Exactly.
I'm repeating this anyway. Could the top sophomore in his class at Yale out-argue a professional public defender? That's kind of the same question.
No.
No. No, absolutely not. If any of these people spend time in court, no.
Can they out-argue the head? Can they out-argue Gus Bradley? No, I'm voting for Gus Bradley. Tying it all in together.
Yeah, they can't out-argue me. Come on.
I think all of you are correct on this one. So let's move on to the next question. Would you listen to the Kingdom of God podcast on Blog Talk Radio? The answer is no. I am going to say no. What do you think, Junkie?
The Kingdom of God podcast?
Yeah. There's some crazy ones on Blog Talk, I tell you.
No, I mean, yeah. I would absolutely not.
Okay.
No,
I don't have interest.
I don't have interest in it either.
I'm not going to get into. Yeah, we don't really get into religion on this show, so no. I'm not going to go crazy about it. But no, I would not listen.
Yeah, I agree with you there. All right, so very good. So let's see. That's it for podcast for the moment. Next question is your call. Write the word question followed by the question itself. We will continue to answer this. Question. Oh, actually, there's another one that just came in. This is from Mistress. He asks, "What would happen if Brett showed up at my door?"
This
is from Meredith. She asks. She said, "Why didn't you ask?"
Who?
You know, remember Meredith, Mike's mistress from the.
Oh yeah, I have a vague memory of this person.
Okay. Well, she asks. What would happen if Brad showed up at your doorstep? So, you know, it's the Brad, John in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Show up on my door?
Yeah. What would you do? Would you take him out for pizza?
I don't want to ask a follow-up. I mean, what is he doing at my door? Does he need money? Does he need food? What is the situation?
I don't know.
Does he just want to hang out?
The question is fairly simple. If he showed up at your doorstep, would you turn him away? Yes or no?
Absolutely not. I don't turn anyone away that comes to my doorstep.
Well, that's very nice of you. Yeah, yeah.
I find out what they need, what they're looking for. I mean, if they need food,
right?
You know, I'll give them food. If they need money, you know, I'm not going to just give them my savings account, but I'll try to help them out. I mean. Granted, if someone showed up, Dave, you have to realize where I live. You know, if you show up on my door, you have come a long way. I mean, you've got on a bus. You know, you've driven a car ride with someone that you didn't want to deal with. You, so I'm not going to just kick someone in the face. I'm going to try to find out what they need, and if they need a place to stay for the night. Sure, he can stay on my couch. But the hell. I don't care.
You know what? I think all he would really want is to hang out with the junk man, really. I mean, I don't think that's so bad. I would want to as well. I would also go through all those links to hang out with the junk man if I was close enough. So, John would...
If bread showed up at my door... I actually have a good answer to this.
Okay.
We, at the meetup at Stuff Your Face, we were supposed to take a picture that him and I, with Tebow shirts, to kind of impersonate the Tebow jerseys picture that has been posted on the board numerous times. Do you know what I'm talking
about?
Yes,
the two Tebow
two Tebow guys, right?
Yeah.
In front of the taxi. So if he showed up at my door, I would say, well, you know, that's a sign that I had another opportunity to take that picture. So I would try to secure a couple of Tebow jerseys and pose with the, you know, do the picture with them.
Hey, that's pretty good. That is pretty good. So, I hope you that's really cool. I hope Brett is pumped from that, because that's pretty neat, and that's an automatic. That's a really now it sounds like an obvious response now that we think of it. Like, oh, that's right. That's exactly right. If Brett showed up at my door here, we would open the door, part one, and then we'd have him join us on the podcast because he's a cool dude. I'd like to have him on the show with us, and so he's good with fantasy football. Yeah, that's what I remember. He's pretty good with that. That'd be a good time. I remember we were riding home. This is the Motley crew here. I think we had Unclever, me, John, and Brad, the Marquis, and then Mortsies, aka No Label Diet Coke. We were all like riding in the same train together back home. That was a fun conversation. It was kind of a people from different parts of the area joining together. It was a fun convo, so I enjoyed that too. I wanted to meet Brad like later at Spumoni Gardens for like some Sicilian pizza, but I think he wasn't really free that day. So, but maybe another time. Anyway, okay. Next question. Here we go. Now this is an interesting question. I don't know. This is a more tougher question. But it's somewhat related to an earlier question. So let me give this to you first, John. Would you trade 8 years off of your life for a championship? You are allowed to accumulate up to 5 championships in the sports of your choosing in this scenario.
So, all right. No. I mean, my life, as much of a Charger freak that I am and really want to see win a championship before I die, I mean, now you're talking about years off of my life, so absolutely not. You only live once.
Right.
Hopefully it's a long life, and I don't want to give up any time.
Yeah, it's just sports. No matter what it is, it's still just sports. I wouldn't give up actual parts of my life just for that, so I would say no. I mean, again, I'm disqualified completely from this question, but if I wasn't, I would say no. How about you, Junkie?
This is the most ridiculous question I've ever heard.
Well, don't be kind, but go ahead.
No, I'm not. No, it's not ridiculous that it was asked. It's just a ridiculous statement. Even if you're not going to live long, John said it the best. It's just sports. It's not something. I mean, holy crap! I mean, you've got your life and your kids and your family and stuff, that it if you put that ahead of that, you are an absurd person. If your answer is you would give up eight years hanging out with your grandkids because some team won a championship, you're insane.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's really hits
well said.
Yeah, I agree. Well said. I mean, I would never want to be put in that situation, really. That doesn't seem right. All right, so next question and random questions. This is Dave Medina. You just heard from Kevin on the Cape, and we're also joined in studio tonight by John from Greenwich, just beginning his foray into the West Coast, the sequel. So you know how they say sequels are always different from the original? Well, I'm hoping that this will be the Empire Strikes Back of sequels for you as far as trips to California.
No, I don't see why it wouldn't. I think we're going to have a great time this week.
The itinerary is very promising.
Starting off great.
Yep.
I mean...
Yep. I'm happy to.
This is just the beginning.
I got here today. I got here 6 Eastern time, so I haven't been here that long.
Are you staying in Dave's house?
No. I have a hotel. No.
Well, I mean, there is a room there, but it's not. It's coach's room. I'm not sure how that would play. I would probably just stay on the couch.
That wasn't a joke. I was just asking.
We were just thinking.
If it was me, I'd be like, Dave, I'm staying on your couch. I don't have money, but.
No, I have,
and I would be happy to entertain the young man. And you would not get the couch, man. You would get the bed. I would get the couch. Let me make that clear. You come down to Santa Monica.
I'm not spooning with you, Dave. I don't care how much you ask.
No. I'm just saying I would lie on the couch, and you would get the comfortable bed in the bedroom. That's all I was saying. I mean, just saying I like to extend my hospitality to any guests.
Let's be honest. I'd pass out on the floor. We don't care.
Even if that was true, I would lift you onto the bed so that you'd be more comfortable. And anyway, be that without all that said, let's. No, I think that was it. Next question for us tonight. What's a non sequitur? Does anyone know what that is? You ever hear the term?
I heard of it. Can I give you a textbook definition? Junkie would be better off than me.
Okay, go ahead, Junkie.
Yeah, you're sitting. Dave, you're sitting next to a lawyer. He knows Latin.
Yeah, but
I don't get it. I'm sorry, I don't know what that means.
I probably won't. Honestly, I'm sure I
explain it to you.
No, I'm saying I'm sure at one point in my life I knew the textbook definition. It has since escaped me, so I can't answer that.
Okay. So, wait, are lawyers not supposed to know Latin?
No, you learn a lot of it in law school, but as far as my brain is concerned, most of it has gone away. It's been a while.
I see. Is that basically right, Junkie? Is that about what that is?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of like saying,
It's actually appropriate to our show because it's a fancy way of saying random question. You're just changing the flow or the attitude or the concept of what we're talking about. So, what's the next question?
Okay, so the next question. We didn't even ask the question yet.
Can we erase the last 2 minutes of the show?
I'm not drunk, I swear. I only had one beer tonight. Okay. Why does the fourth most popular sport play the longest season?
Hockey.
It's hockey. That was a question that's been asked in the board recently. I will denote.
Quick answer. Carl Smiley. That's my answer.
Carl Smiley. What is the Carl Smiley? You have to ask them. That's the Carl Smiley.
Ask the NHL. Carl. Yep.
So that's like, you had the Triforce. You had OJ, Sheeran, and Heyman. If you throw Carl in there, what does that make it? Like the Quadra?
The Quad Force. No, my proposal for the Quad Force is the Triforce that's there now, and in the white space in the middle, you just put Carl's picture. That's the Quad Force.
Oh, okay. Okay, thanks for explaining that out. Junkie, is this? What do you think of that? Do you have a response to that NHL question?
My response is, who in their right mind thinks that's the fourth popular sport? That's probably the 10th or the 17th most popular sport. Who cares? Well,
probably. But, that's my response, what you just said. Who cares? I mean, what difference does it make? That's my response to that question. All right. Let's see if we have any, here we go. Is Latin Rosenthal, John? Is it Rosenthal?
Some of it's good just for writing. And sometimes I'll use some terminology. I've just, like I said, I graduated law school 9 years ago. I haven't touched, I don't really do a lot of courtroom work where a lot of that stuff comes up in paperwork, so I've just been out of practice with it.
I gotcha. Junkie, the Rosenthal term means, like, you know, are you familiar with Ken Rosenthal from Fox Sports?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, he reports the most useless information about baseball. Like, he really doesn't give you any information. And so, like, when we say, is something Rosenthal, is it completely useless, like, without any value whatsoever? So that's what we mean by Rosenthal.
So how does that distinguish from the Heyman?
Heyman is just, you get something late. Like, you're reporting, for example, that the...
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And then Sheeran all is right. Just pointless. So there's a difference between pointless and useless, right? Is that kind of...
Well, all right. If you want a history lesson, I'll give you one. As everyone goes to sleep right now.
I would love it.
Yeah, so Sheeran is useless, nothing. Rosenthal was a thing between Unfathomable, who no longer posts, and myself, where we were trying to create something that had, it wasn't just useless, but it actually harmed you from finding out the information. It was negative use, and that okay. is how Rosenthal developed. But it's rarely, the term is rarely used. So Rosenthal is actually worse than Sheeran by definition.
All right, so Rosenthal sort of, it's supremely negative, is what I'm getting.
Right.
Where the other stuff is sort of useless, and you move on.
Yeah, that's fair.
Hurt your brain and wishes that you didn't listen to that.
Right, that's fair.
All right, very good.
Excellent.
Excellent. That's really well done. This is why you get paid the big bucks.
We've always actually kind of needed a lawyer on this show because this makes it a lot more clear.
It does. It's like you enter the Matrix for the first time. You're like, oh my God, is this what's really happening? It's just like that's that feeling I'm getting right now. Major epiphany right now. I'll bend spoons like after the show. But anyway, let's get to the next question. This is a good question. Junkie, this is I don't know, you probably watched USA Network over the years. You remember all the old game shows, Cartoon Express, but no. And then you had reruns of Baywatch and so on. Now you have, like, quality programming like Monk and whatever. So this is the question. Here it is. Best show in USA Network history? Silk Stockings, Graceland, or Dance Party USA?
Oh, it's Silk Stockings. It's a no-brainer. That girl was so hot, it was absurd.
I vaguely remember this. I was younger, but I do remember that part. And she was good stuff. Yeah, yeah. That's great answer, Junkie. Great answer, Junkman. It really is. John, how would you react?
I'm 0-3 because I don't know any of those programs.
Have you seen Psych? That's a newer one.
I've seen commercials for it. Okay. I think I've seen maybe a couple minutes here or there, but not much.
Okay. Very good. All right, fair enough. Let's move on to the next question. Have you ever watched New Girl? Let me answer this one first. Yes, I have watched the show. It's a good show, but I can't get into it. It's more of a girl show. It's more of a girl kind of a program. I'm sorry. No offense to Glendale, but it's just... I don't know. It seems like it's made for women, by women, about women, and a couple guys who are roommates. But, I mean, it's a good show. It's just not my show. You know what I mean? Like, I never really completely clicked with it. So, yes, and I've seen it, but no, I haven't really latched on. Junkie, you have the floor next. Now, New Girl is a show with Zooey Deschanel. So I wonder if you've seen this show in your lifetime.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so that's a no. John?
Yeah, I'm... No. You said who's in it, and I'm like, I've never even heard of that
You've
person.
Never heard of... Okay.
No. UCH, if he's listening, knows that I have no idea what these questions are. But anyway.
No problem, man. No problem. Okay. Let's get into it. No, that was it. That was the last question. Wait, hang on. No, I'm sorry. Here comes another one. Oh. Here's a good question, guys. All right, Junkie, you get this one first. If given the chance, would you do coke with Mike Francesa?
Is that the beverage or the illegal
drug? Come on. You know the answer to that one. I would do Diet Coke, personally, but now you know what I mean. I mean, obviously they're talking about the drug.
I don't think that's obvious.
Oh, no?
The man drinks Coke all the time.
Nobody ever says I'm going to do Diet Coke, for real. I mean, I'm going to drink it, but
My answer is absolutely not. I would not do cocaine with anyone, no matter what it was.
Okay, cool.
I don't want to sound like a clown or a... Well, actually, that's not true. I mean, I have a new answer. If Kate Upton said, you need to do cocaine to sleep with me, I would say, sure. But if it was just to hang out with Mike Francesa, no, absolutely not. I had some sort of standards. I've never done that in my life, and I don't think I would ever do it to hang out with some clown radio host.
Okay, no problem.
However, if there was some tremendously hot girl, I would think about it. You know, I've had offers in my life to do that, but I've always said no, and I don't think that Mike Francesa would make me say yes to that.
You know, I might consider that too. You know, if they said, "All right, would you do as long as it didn't have to pay for it." And I will let you decide what it is that I'm paying for in that scenario. John, how would you respond to that?
No, that's not my cup of tea.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because it's like, you know, am I paying for the cocaine? Am I paying for the other thing? Next question.
Yeah, I mean, I value my internal organs a lot more.
I dig.
I value my heart a little more than I value a conversation with a sports talk host.
Right. No, I'm with you there. I'm with you there. You know, I know what you mean. That's a big price to pay. Not literally, but... Well, actually, yeah, literally. I mean, that's a big price to pay for such a thing. Okay. Next question. Would you authorize the killing of 5 dogs to have the WFAN hotline number to call Mike on the air at any time? But, like, I mean...
No. No, that is absurd.
I don't care about calling Mike. I've never done it. Have really no interest in doing it.
Okay.
So I definitely wouldn't kill creatures to do it.
I wouldn't do that. I mean, yeah, no, yeah, I probably wouldn't. Okay, next question. 3-way with Kate Upton and Mike Francesa.
Mike's there. I'm not interested. That's pretty much it. He's the deal breaker.
Yeah. Honestly, John's got it. Not only is it if Mike's there, I'm not interested. If in the only way I mention it in a 3-way is if the other
90 seconds.
Two people are women.
Right. Right.
I have no interest in any 3-way with another guy.
Yep.
No, that's sensible response, guys. It really is. Wow, we're out of time. Junkie, really want to thank you. This has really been a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed it. Did you have a good time?
No, I had a miserable time.
Junk man, you are the best. I mean
60 seconds.
I really do. Thanks again for being a wonderful co-host of mine, and thanks to John for also being a great guest tonight. It really has been a lot of fun. Thank you very much.
This is terrific.
Had a blast, guys.
All right, fellas. Well, enjoy your enjoy your respective weekends. I'll have a good one. I'll catch you later.
Have fun out there, guys.
All right, we'll do. All right, that's it for the show. Thanks to Kevin on the Cape. We will have fun, and thanks to John in Greenwich, Connecticut. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll see you next time.